This is Marcia Miro on November 9th, and I'm speaking with Robert Hanamura. Bob, you were born in San Francisco in 1923, and your parents were Japanese immigrants, is that right?
Right.
And can you tell us a little about your early childhood, what you remember about your parents, your mother and father, and anything?
Well, they were always fighting. And didn't have a very good attitude about my parents, so I spent most of my time solo or with other kids, and we would go fishing, swimming, play in the woods, mm-hmm. since we were in San Francisco, which I now find to be a very neat place after last summer's short stay.
Mm.
I'd like to get back there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about your early childhood, about friends and the kinds of things you like to do?
Well, somewhere along the line, it became very clear to me that I was different in terms of the general populace because we were Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know when that became clear, but it was obvious, and I think there was a immediate or general reaction to wanting to be like the rest of the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wanting to be like the rest of the WASPs.
Mm-hmm.
Although I didn't know that's what was happening. But
what kind of business was your father in?
He had a restaurant.
No,
it was an American restaurant. And we only had American food. He only served and cooked American food, and then on weekends and maybe at the end of the month we'll go to a Japanese restaurant,
mm-hmm.
which would be a treat.
Mm-hmm. Did you have much contact with family in Japan? Or
none.
None?
No.
Your family was all here? It was just your mother and father?
Right. And the community we lived in was a Japanese ghetto,
mm-hmm.
which has now been torn down. There's a thing called Japantown there now.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my friends would be Japanese. After hours, they'd be Japanese. During the day at school, we'll run around with the WASPs or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was a process of trying to get accepted by them, some of your activities?
Yeah, I guess about high school time, when you got to that age, when you began to think about girls, realized that couldn't make it with those, and so we wondered what the process would be and kind of mm-hmm. began to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents, did they try and assimilate too? Or?
My mother did. In fact, she spoke English,
mm-hmm.
and she made a point of having American friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very vivacious and got along well. And I think she kind of resented the fact that my father was very quiet, reserved, and stayed at home.
Mm-hmm. Did you sense a lot of discrimination, though, against you for being Japanese as opposed to a
Western? Well, it was kind of a undercurrent that mm-hmm. wouldn't be clear to others, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But the Japanese community would talk about it and among ourselves, and we knew that it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really realize what it was doing to us, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what our situation really was relative to the rest of the world was not really clear, or we probably didn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. What was that situation? You think that...
Well, looking back on it now, we can understand the economic situation and the reasons for the evacuation and the stay in camp
mm-hmm.
that most of us went through.
Mm-hmm.
Which for me, I think, was a good experience in that I learned a lot and it made it clear of the kind of society that we were not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And which I be-